Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dude, he's top tier. You know, if it's not with his arm, it's with his legs. You know, that dude can do literally anything he wants. So definitely different skill set for me. I can't do half of what he does when it comes to running the ball and any of that. And then with how he can just chuck a ball down the field, you know, with how far and the arm strength that he has, you know, he's supreme when it comes to that. So it's going to be fun. Get to see him, get to play him again, and we'll see him.
Tua Tagovailoa speaking on Josh Allen ahead of this matchup from Highmark Stadium. It'll be Bills and Dolphins tomorrow night, an 8:20 start. What did we decide? 8:15? You did this.
Yesterday because I was getting screwed up with Sunday and Monday.
I got it. Thursday and Monday are 8:15.
Yes.
Sunday is 8:20.
There you go.
So it's 8:15. Sorry about that.
Why don't they just all start at the same time?
That's a good question. Tomorrow night from Highmark Stadium. Joining us on the Western Hotline to give us the Dolphins side of things and how things are there in Miami, Alan Poupart joins us. He of SI.com covering the Dolphins. Alan, good morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. How bad are things in Miami? The feeling around here seems to be we could be watching Mike McDaniel's last game if it goes poorly. Do you think that's in the cards? Is that possible?
Good morning, and first, before I answer the question, I just want to say I'm glad to know I'm not the only one who gets confused with 8:15, 8:20,
right.
8:12, 8:30. Yeah.
Yeah, you're not alone.
To get back to your question, I think if the game goes really bad, if the Dolphins look like they looked in their opener against the Colts, I think everything's on the table. I think if the Dolphins are competitive, even if they lose to go to 0-3, I don't know if I'd expect anything drastic to happen after the game. And if they do something, their next game next week, not only do they have the extra days because they play Thursday night, but their next game is the following Monday night against the Jets. So if you were to make that drastic a move, it's the ideal time to do it again. But to me, I sense that there's a feeling here that maybe it happens, but only if the game goes really, really bad for the Dolphins.
Yeah, it does feel like though, Alan, like they've maybe entered into a territory where it's a game by game thing. Like let's say they do play close, like they lose the game, but it's competitive. It's you'll get the same questions next week, I'm sure, about like them going into the Jets game. Like, well, if they lose this one, it could be it. And if they lose to the Panthers, this could be it. Is it feel like it's week to week now, where maybe he's down to his last straw?
Yes and no. I think the other issue is also you have to do the logistics. You have to look at the logistics of the timing of making an in-season coaching change, which is why you always look at if they have a long week, their bye's not until week 12. And, again, we have to see how it goes. I mean, I don't think that Stephen Ross, the owner, is going to want to see this team look bad, which in turn kind of makes him look bad because it's his team week after week. And week one was an abomination against the Patriots. They had a stretch where they played very, very well, but then down the stretch when they have two drives where they need to score and to have operational issues where you have a false start and a delay a game on two consecutive drives, that's borderline embarrassing. And that's what can't happen. So if they get, like, even if they were to say, let's say they're competitive against the Bills, lose, they're 0-3. They play against the Jets, they lose. But again, they're without those embarrassing moments like we saw against the Colts, like we saw against the Patriots. I don't know that it's necessarily fair to say, well, okay, is this a week? Is this a week? Is this a week?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Alan, regarding Mike McDaniel, I think, you know, there's no doubt he's not exactly like the prototypical model of coach in the NFL of years past, but a very bright football mind. And at the start, things appear to be going really well. There seems to be this belief that maybe he's lost the room. I saw a number of players kind of taken up for him yesterday. Maybe that's just lip service. What kind of sense do you get about his ability to just be a head coach versus a coordinator? There are plenty of guys in this league that have made it the head coach spot, and it turns out they're just really best fit to be a coordinator. What's your sense on McDaniel for that?
Yeah, no, that's a very good question. It's a good point because that was the question when the Dolphins hired him out of San Francisco in 2022. Zero question about his football acumen, zero question about the X's and O's and all that. Very smart guy. Can he lead a room? And 4 years after the fact or 3 years after the fact, that question still remains. And when things were going well early on, because you have to remember, he's got off to good starts. His first year with the Dolphins, they started off 3-0. In 2023, they started off 3-0 as well. Last year, again, I forget how quickly, but I know they won their opener. So it's been when adversity has hit that's kind of yet the you know, the true measure of a coach. The Dolphins did show some great resolve last year, coming back from 2-6 to win 6 in a row. But they've always come up short against the really good teams or down the stretch, and then this year it's just gone off the rails from the start. And the question still remains, yeah, is Mike McDaniel one of those guys?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
Apply. It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Who's just destined to be a great coordinator and not necessarily head coach material.
On the field, Alan, what's overreaction and what's truth? The Dolphins' defense I've seen described as it could be historically bad. At least it's given signs of that maybe in the first 2 weeks. How bad is the defense going to be in what Bills fans see tomorrow?
Yeah, I think that's the overreaction. It was brutal in the first two games. There is absolutely no getting around that. Pass rush, which was supposed to be the strength of the team with their four legitimate pass rushers, Bradley Chubb, Jalen Phillips, Matthew Judon, Chop Robinson. Dolphins have four sacks in two games, an average of two a game, not going to get it done. And when they're not getting to the quarterback, they're not really affecting the quarterback. So it's not just the sack numbers. They have zero takeaways. And this was a problem from last year as well when they were fourth in the NFL in total defense, but their takeaway numbers was very low. And they lost Jalen Ramsey, who was by far their best cornerback, and now have a group that is, politely I'd say, questionable. They lost Calais Campbell, who even at 73 years old is still a really, really good defensive lineman. And they replaced him kind of with three rookie draft picks who may become good in time, but certainly are not impact players yet. No, I don't think the defense is the nightmare that it's been in the first two games. But at some point, you know, the perception is going to become reality if it doesn't turn around. And maybe you know, Thursday night tonight where it happens and they play better defensively.
Yeah, Ellen, what's the formula for Miami to win it? Is it run the ball with Achane effectively and find a way to get your stops? I mean, they've not won a game here in the Sean McDermott era, and they're looking for win number one against McDermott in Buffalo. So what is the game script that leads them there?
Yeah, and I certainly don't want to be accused of being an overly optimistic Dolphin dude, but no, they haven't won since 2016. They have come close three different times. The 2022 Saturday night game was 32-29. That playoff game after the end of that year was 34-31 with Skylar Thompson at quarterback, mm-hmm. I might add. Mm-hmm. And then last year, the game was in doubt until the last drive and that unfortunate unsportsmanlike conduct, unnecessary roughness on Jordan Poyer. So they have come close, and the formula's basically been that their offense gets humming a little bit. And again, as I mentioned, we saw that for a good solid two quarters against the Patriots, where the offense looked like the offense of 2022 and 2023 with some throws about 15, 20 yards down the field. There was a long pass to Tyreek Hill. That was his first, that's been said over and over again, his first catch of longer than 30 yards since the 24 opener. Mm-hmm. They have now run the ball. That certainly would make life easier. And just get a turnover at one point on defense would help as well. That's the formula. And if the game comes down to the fourth quarter drive, let's see if we can avoid a false start or a delay game.
Yeah, right. Ellen Pavar, SI.com. Alan, thanks so much for the time, and enjoy the game on Thursday.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
Ellen Pavar on the Wester Hotline.
Hey, if it's going to come down to them needing a turnover, that's a tough life to live.
It is.
Against the Bills right now. They've won the turnover battle 24 games in a row. So
NFL record. They're due to lose it somewhere. What's the most?
I don't see it happening
tomorrow,
though.
What's the most likely way they lose it? Like 1-0?
Sure.
A fumble? Special teams fumble?
Right.
I don't know. I don't know.
Ooh, that would count towards it,
turnovers,
right?
Count. Yeah. I don't know how to put that.
Imagine they lose the
evil
they
out
lose
in the
that,
universe.
But they lose that streak on a special teams play? Rather than an offensive play.
Right. Could happen this week. Joe Marino of the Locked On Bills podcast, his all 22 takeaways from the Jets game and previewing this matchup with Miami. We'll get to that. We'll talk a lot about Bosa and his potential impact here. Joey Bosa off to a great start with the Bills, of course. Things are looking up for the Bills pass rush. I also just, out of nowhere, Joe, looked for 2025 NFL trade deadline candidates.
Already? All right.
We talked about it earlier. I got thinking, if they're on track to be the one seed, it's their mm-hmm. best shot ever. And would Bean just think, who's the best player I can add?
Mm-hmm.
What position might it be? Again, like, we've got weeks to find out what it'll be. And the Bills have reinforcements coming still. In Hoyt, Ogunjobi, Hairston, players still coming back. But, you know, I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking, would he want to go in? Didn't he say on the Bussin' with the Boys podcast his regret was not getting Vaughn the year the Rams got him?
Yep.
I that year, instead of Vaughn, what do they do?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Not so
if they're set up for another year,
maybe
they don't feel they need a pass rusher. Maybe it's a corner. I mean, it really might be a corner. If Hairston is slow to come along.
Yeah, wherever they might have an injury, maybe it's a linebacker.
Maybe. Could be anything.
If Milano can't stay healthy, like, and there's a great linebacker out there, it might just come down to whatever they've had injured by then.
Greg Newsom's the name I got here for – actually, how about this? ProFootballNetwork.com. I'm just going through the candidates for trades, and it's Greg Newsom, cornerback Browns, is on the list. Potential landing spots, Buffalo Bills.
All right.
So, you heard it here first. 803-0550 to join us, 1-888-552-550 on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.